From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood. I am Christine.
I'm Anne.
And this is just where we have a safe space to talk about all the stuff, almost said a different word, that we moms talk about. The things that you sit and have wine and complain about and rant about and vent about and wonder about. And sometimes your village is either really small or you don't have one.
Yep.
And that's why we are here. And we also want dads to watch this. And people with no kids to watch this, especially today's episode, okay? If you are expecting or you don't have children, this one's for you. Because today is about they didn't warn me about unhinged edition. Okay, mine is unhinged at least. Because, So when you expect your first child, everyone's like, you're going to sleep never ever again.
Yes. And like, it's going to be expensive, the diapers.
Yes. They're going to bring home germs all the time.
Yes. People tell you all about the baby stuff.
They do. They also tell you about the teenage years, which,
well, they just say it's difficult.
I will bring this up later. Like, the one thing no one warned me about explicitly as far as kids go.
Okay.
And for in that, you know, that Sense. Phase of life. Okay. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff you expect. You expect it to be expensive. You expect to be tired. You expect to have no time for yourself. You expect it to put a strain on your relationship.
Do you, the no time for yourself? You don't fully realize that.
You can never.
No.
You never, ever can realize. You will expect it. But what you expect and what you will get, not the same.
Totally different things.
See, this is the other thing that they didn't tell me. My devices will not belong to me anymore. My children have decided Bixby must be on my phone.
Oh.
And Bixby is...
I didn't understand that.
No, go away.
No, go away, Bixby. So that's what happens
when you have kids.
When you have kids, you don't own anything anymore.
No, and it's not just that you can't have nice things anymore. You just can't have all anymore.
Just last night I was sitting with my sister and she was showing, like, first she put on music while she was cooking, and then her kids came and changed my child. And they just started changing the music. So we're like, okay, fine, whatever. And then she's showing me some stuff on her phone, and her daughter comes and says, Mama, I want to watch this thing. And she's like, can I just have something?
That is mine.
And I have those fights with my kids so often. Don't touch that. It is mine. And then they touch it. And then I have to be like, why did you play with it? Why are you touching my things? The entire house belongs to you at this point.
Yeah.
This little thing is mine.
Yeah.
Just mine.
Yeah.
You will never have anything of your own again.
And ever.
It's really like, if you say nothing is yours, okay? Your food's not yours. Your nothing. Anyway, so baby stuff, you were saying there's other stuff that they didn't warn you about.
Yeah. Like, for me, the worry. Like, the worry and the concern of, like, mental health. Am I taking care of my son mentally well enough? Emotionally? Like, just when we go somewhere, like, if we go watch rugby at our small stadium, not even that many people, I will, he's nine now, I will till this day make sure he wears, like, a bright red or bright blue something.
Okay.
So that I can spot him if he gets lost. It's a little psycho. No?
Not the right word. I think.
Overbearing. Paranoid. Paranoid.
Paranoid is probably, but you have to take the things that you're paranoid about. You have to take them in context of your own you know, history, your own triggers,
mm-hmm.
The things that are your biggest nightmares.
True.
I have my own, and those are the things I would worry about.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, I guess it only means you give a shit. The worry, like the mom guilt, they do tell you're going to feel guilty about everything. But I think it's one of those things that you can't explain it.
No. And also just like going back when nothing is yours anymore, like even time and like work stuff sometimes or friendships sometimes, sometimes those also like blaney slachat, you know, of the kids growing up, because you're tasked to take care of them forever and ever. And then if something like needs to change in order for their well-being to be better, then, you know.
So you actually mentioned to me that no one warned you that the baby and toddler phase would be the easiest, which I don't agree with.
I totally agree with that still. I stand by it.
And
maybe I've just forgotten. Maybe, like, I'm so traumatized by that.
We all do have different trauma responses.
You know. No, I just, like, in the sense of, you know, how they joke of when you're pregnant, this is, like, oh, throwback to the last time my kid ate what I gave him or her. So, at least with babies and toddlers, like, they have to go where you go.
Okay.
Okay. Like, you pick the restaurant.
Yeah.
They just kind of have to go where they don't have a choice. But now they've got all these choices and they're exercising their opinions and their rights and their what.
Okay.
And it's like extra admin.
Hmm.
And this is something nobody warned me about, that they start getting like...
human?
Yeah. And they feel entitled.
I think you mean they have thoughts of their own.
Yes, that.
Look,
told me that was going to
happen. For me, some people did tell me, oh, the baby phase is the best and wait until they grow up. I did not like the baby phase.
It's the easiest. Or the easiest. Part.
Okay, it wasn't it's easy for me. I really didn't. Naps are a lot more admin for me than like entertaining your culinary choice. Okay, for me it was just it was not easy, like the thinking about naps and all the shit you have to pack when you go on holiday. Like, geez, no one told me. Everyone told me that you would always be lugging around a bag, but when you go on holiday and you have small children, my goodness,
because when they're that small, they don't just wear the one outfit per day. They wear several outfits per day because they like throw up on themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got diaper accidents. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that you have to lug around.
Do you think, though, that you would lug around as much if you had a second child now? Because with your first, you also have a lot of unnecessary.
Well, maybe not all the extras with the second one. But there's still, like, there's a bottle, there's formula, there's, like, almost said sparkling water, like spring water or filtered or whatever.
You had filter water?
Yeah. I did not want a puking, diarrhea-filled baby.
Where the hell have you been going on holiday?
No, like just tap water. I'm a bit of a water snob. Okay. I do not do tap water.
All right.
But so there are still basics that you need to always pack.
And onspakdetni.
Nia.
Onspak, according to your husband, this is the other thing they don't tell you about, is we will not be we anymore. Before kids... we do everything together. Yes. We decide together. We, after kids, we say we, but we mean I. Okay? That's what we mean.
Yes.
We now mean, because there's now just an I in we, mm-hmm. we mean W-I-I, that we. We don't mean we as in W-E anymore.
No.
The other thing that no one warned me about is that I would need to wipe another human being's butt for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
At least, if you're lucky. Because their arms are too short.
And they make a mess. Like, it goes everywhere. What nobody told me was that I would sometimes wake up at 2, 3 a.m. to go to the toilet. And I would sit down. And then I'd get up. And my bum would be ice cold. And I would wonder, why is it cold? And then I would realize it's because it's wet.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
No one told me.
Boy mom versus girl mom. Boy mom problems. That's not a girl mom problem.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, nobody told me that was going to happen.
So something else that they do warn you about is laundry. Like, you'll be doing laundry, so much laundry. Kids make such a mess. And yes, the reality is, for the most part, that it's the mother or the woman in the house's duty or responsibility to make sure laundry gets done. Yes.
Weekends are for washing now.
What they didn't tell me was the amount of time, okay, the number of minutes of my finite time on this planet that I would spend separating underwear from pants.
And socks from pants at the bottom. And turning them inside out again, or the right way round.
There are a few things. There's only one thing that tops this, okay? But the whole, I don't want to touch it, okay? Kids are messy. I don't want to be... But now I have to separate it. And the leg of the pants is twisted.
Yeah.
So now I have to untwist it, but I have to hold the underwear while I untwist it. Yeah. And the other one that tops this is also, no one warned me about having to smell children's clothes to see if it's if it's dirty or not. Okay. And when you smell it and it is dirty.
And now, the first question that would be coming to someone's mind, someone who doesn't have children, is, well, how do you have to tell it apart? Because, like, clean stuff goes in the cupboard.
No. Floors are for everything.
Yes, okay? It goes everywhere.
My eldest cupboard is at the point where I'll fold it. To feel like I've done my duty. Okay. And then I open her cupboard. And then I'm just like, yes, literally just like toss it in there.
Yes.
Does not help. I rearrange it. No. But yeah, and I'm not talking about smelling shirts, if you get what I'm saying. Okay. Because, oh my God, there are few things as bad. Like, that's top five. Because if you can't see, you have to, and you can't smell the waistband. You know what I'm talking about. Like, you can't smell the waistband. You will not know whether it's clean. Like, you can at least sometimes just like from afar, but if the Stay Soft is not smelling Stay Soft anymore, you have to go closer. That is something no one warned me about.
And we have to do these things.
You have been warned. Okay, you have now been... I have done my life's duty.
Just on the wiping the butt part. Nobody told me about the intricacies of potty training. And by potty training, I mean the actual potty, when you teach them to go poo-poo on that potty thingy. How did we think that thing gets cleaned?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I sort of moved over that phase very quickly for that reason.
And went to the seat on the toilet.
Yeah, I was like, bruh, not, this is not what we do.
No. The emotional damage from cleaning your poop out of a little plastic thing. But also,
nobody.
You know when you strike the jackpot is if you do that and nothing leaves a streak. Then you're like, okay, I can probably just soak this in Domestos and I don't have to touch it. But when it leaves a streak, now you have to like, okay. Yeah, no one warned me about like the poop stuff.
No.
They just tell you about poo explosions for babies. Yeah. That's a walk fine. In the park. Because it doesn't smell. Also, didn't tell me how much a kid's poop can smell and how much poop can come out of a kid.
How much vomit can come out of a kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, where are you keeping all of it?
Please, pray tell.
Projectile.
Pray tell, Anne. Because, again, you are warned.
Yes.
Vomit, it will happen in the early morning hours.
Always in bed, usually, or, you know.
Yeah. So we did say, are you even a parent if you haven't been shit on? And if you haven't tried to catch vomit in your hands? But Anne, she had a genius plan one day that almost had me vomiting. Because, yes, I have caught vomit in my hands.
As all parents do.
My husband caught vomit in his hands in the car. And then I'm like, what do you think you were going to do with that now? But Anne took it to a new level.
So my son and I were on the couch. We had just been in the pool. And he was fine. And then he sits on my lap, sort of facing me. I'm still wearing my swimsuit. And he starts crying like this weird cry. And that's it takes you a while to identify that cry. Okay. And I see him doing this. And I knew it was coming. And it was either this thing that I did or it was the couch. Okay. And I was not going to clean the couch. So I took my swimsuit and I did this. I was like, let it all out, baby boy. Let it all out.
Why didn't you just push him off the couch, Anne?
Shame.
Like, just... like, is that the first...
Quick reflexes.
How is this the first thing? I almost died.
It's also watertight, yeah? So... It goes, bloop, bloop, bloop. Well, it went. Yeah. It doesn't go. I haven't done that more than once. And then I had to go take that thing off in the shower. Because, like, where else?
How is that better than scrubbing it off your couch?
I don't know. I don't know. It was mom logic in the moment.
So that is something... like if you had told me
it was so warm and squishy, you were saying
that no one warns you about, you might need to catch vomit in your top or swimsuit or no, I would something. Have just pushed them off the couch, honestly. So those are the things I was not warned about. I know that there are many, many others, but I think those are probably my top five. Is this poop? And, I'll get soppy for 1 second before this is what I wanted to say, was people tell you about the teenage years, okay? Mm. We're not there yet. My eldest is 9, but she's now entering the tween phase.
Mm.
And everyone tells you about the moods and the attitude and they're going to hate you. And I tell my kids, like, you're going to hate me. You're going to think I'm the dumbest person on the planet. They're like, no, mommy, I'll never think. Yeah, whatever. We'll get there. But what no one warned me about is that the hard part will not be them probably hating me a little bit. The hard part is not going to be dealing with their attitude. It is being a witness to your child's struggle to find their place in the world, friends, social situations, relationships, and not being able to do anything about it. And I think this is the only time that them being a baby or a small kid is easier for me than what I know is ahead, is that while they are small, my kisses and my hugs and my time can still fix it. Them just talking to me and let's do something fun to get your mind off it can fix it.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
But our children are going into a phase where I won't be able to fix it anymore. I'll only be able to be witness to it. And stand right by. Now, I can still, like, maybe intervene, have a chat to the parents, or, you know, kind of be, we're not that mean to each other, you know, talk to the kids, but
there's gonna come a like a yeah. point in time, I know.
And that is what no one warned me about.
No.
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 But on that note, we have to go back to smelling dirty underwear and separating socks from pants. But we hope that you enjoyed The Secret Life of Motherhood. You can join us again. You can find The Secret Life of Motherhood on
Apple
OneAfrica.tv, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on nova.com.na, Facebook, and on TikTok.